Ottawa. In recognition of the generosity of Canadians in times of need, Canada Post has issued a semi-portal fundraising stamp meant to provide customers and stamp collectors with a means of supporting the people of Ukraine. It's with deep concern and compassion that Canadians have watched the devastating events unfolding in Ukraine, which have displaced millions of families, says Canada Post President and CEO Doug Ettinger. With this special stamp, Canadians can stand with Ukraine and support the important efforts of the Canada-Ukraine Foundation and their humanitarian appeal. The need to support the people of Ukraine has never been greater as the unprovoked and indiscriminate attacks from Russia have led to catastrophic damage to infrastructure, killing of thousands of civilians including children, and millions of people displaced within and outside Ukraine, says Orest Sklarenko, president and CEO of the Canada-Ukraine Foundation, who met recently with Ettinger in Ottawa. The toll has been devastating and we are grateful to Canada Post and to every Canadian who offers support. Every donation of $1 from each booklet and 10 cents from the official First Day cover, that Canada Post describes as a special collectible envelope, will provide essential aid those affected by the existing situation. Funds raised through this campaign will be distributed through the Canadian-Ukraine Foundation. Canada Post shared that, this is the first time that Canada Post has issued a stamp in support of a country in need of humanitarian help. The stamps are available to purchase now through canadapost.ca and can be purchased in post offices beginning July 7, 2022. The stamp design will feature a sunflower which, according to Canada Post, is Ukraine's national flower and has now become a widely recognized symbol of peace and unity. The yellow sunflower and blue sky background reflect the colors of Ukraine's flag. Sunflowers also adorn the vinik, Ukraine's traditional floral headdress. We 4% of Canadians trace their roots to the Ukraine.